भगवद गीता 8.2 अध्यज्ञं कथं कोत्र देहेस्मिन् मधुसूदन प्रयाण काले च कथं ज्ञेयोऽसि नियतात्मभिः। सो हियर अर्जुना इज नाउ रेजिंग फर्दर क्वेश्चंस
बेस्ड ऑन द टर्म्स दैट कृष्णा हैज स्पोकन in the
last verse of the 8th chapter. That verse was sadhi bhutadi daivam mam sadhi yagyam chaye viduh
prayan kale chamam te vidur yukta chetasaha.
So to understand Krishna to be the adhi bhuta, the adhi daiva, the adhi yagya, they can know him even at the time of death. Such people, yukta chetasaha, those whose consciousness is connected through yoga. Arjuna is asking about those people now. Adhiyagyam katham ko atra katham. Who is adhiyagyan? Adhiyagyam ko atra dehe smin madhusudana. And how is adhiyagyan situated in the body? Prayana kale chakatham. And how at the time of prayana kale, time of death? Gayosi niyatatma bhi.
Can one
know the niyatatma bhi? Niyatatma bhi means those who are regulated. Niyatatma, niyat is regulation. Those who are regulated, how can they know? So here Krishna is stating that Arjuna, Krishna is asking this. There are three questions essentially.
Adhiyagya, who is Adhiyagya?
Now Krishna has talked about the concept of Yagya, especially in the third chapter, when he has said, Yagya athat karmano yatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachare. 3.9 he said that. And then after that, from 3.10 to 16, he talked about the concept of yagya. And thereafter, in the fourth chapter also, there 4.24 was the verse of Brahma Arpanam Brahma, were filled with repetitions and then with replete with yagyic imagery. And then theme of yagya comes actually from there onwards to 4.33. So there is the Lord of Yagya, Adi Yagya. So, who exactly is Adi Yagya? Now, interestingly, Krishna has stated that one who understands him to be the Adi Bhuta, Adi Daiva, Adi Yagya, such a person will be well situated even at the time of death. So, when Krishna has already stated that you have to understand me as Adi Yagya, why is Arjuna asking this question? Actually, sometimes there is an immediate referent and there is an ultimate referent for thing, for nouns or for pointing objects.
So here, Arjuna is being asked this question. Arjuna is asking that Adhiyagya. So who is the Adhiyagya? So words can have immediate and ultimate reference. So for example, if we ask who is in charge, now that leaves the reference open to interpretation.
Who is in charge of this room? Who is in charge of this office? Who is in charge of this wing of the factory? Who is in charge of the factory? Could be who is in charge of the country. So, the question who is in charge can have multiple levels of answers. So, adhiyagyam katham ko atra.
who is the Adi Yajna? How is he situated in the body? Dehesmin Madhusudana and Prayana Kali Chakatham. We see there is a consistent denial of death in much of today's mainstream culture. In contrast, we see in most Western culture, in spiritual culture, there is a candid acknowledgement of the reality and the inevitability of death. And based on that acknowledgement, there is a further recognition that we as individuals need to take care of cultivating the right consciousness at the moment of death. If we don't take care of this, then what is likely to happen is that whatever we have developed our attachment to, that is what we will think about at the time of death. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is focused on death, but it is not a morbid obsession wherein a person just dwells on death because one wants to, one likes to feel pain, one likes to feel misery. No, so it's not a morbid obsession with death. It's a recognition that there is death which is inevitable and there is the reality of life which needs to be confronted. And rather than seeing these two as opposites, rather than seeing that death is, we all want to live and death is the ultimate defeat in our struggle to live, instead we see death as more of a testing ground for life at another level of reality. In a materialistic conception of life, death represents the ultimate defeat. We just cease to exist thereafter. But in the spiritual conception of life, we recognize that death is not the ultimate defeat, rather death is an opportunity to ascend to a higher level of reality. We at our core are spiritual beings, and to the extent we recognize our spirituality, to the extent we realize our spirituality, recognize means to, it's like when we recognize a particular person, that means something is cognize and recognize. So cognize means to know, recognize means to know once again. Like sometimes when we meet a old friend after a long time and that friend asks, do you recognize me? That means recognize. You know me, but do you identify me now? That's recognition and realization. Realization means we actually become aware of our spiritual reality, of our spiritual nature. So in spiritual circles, there's recognition and realization both go in parallel. And with respect to the understanding of the Atma, here we talked about, especially in terms of the recollection at the moment of death, the central point here is that actually to the extent we remember Krishna, to that extent we will be able to go beyond the illusions that characterize us in material existence, and we will attain eternal spiritual existence. So Arjuna's question is that niyata atma bhi, the one who lives in a regulated way in this life, how can such a person know you and remember you, focus the consciousness on you at the time of death? This answer to this question will become a major part of this chapter itself, as we'll see in due course. Thank you.